You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabati is here from HouseLogic.com, as she is each and every week. HouseLogic.com is brought to you by the National Association of Realtors, and it features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
You know, Gil, I am getting into a holiday state of mind, which is terrific because the holidays are one of my favorite times of year, and I've got some great tips from HouseLogic to help folks get their home ready for all the merriment ahead.
Sounds good. So, holiday lights. I live on a block where just about everybody lights up the home, so can we start with some pointers there?
We sure can because, you know, my husband is one of the folks who is a total holiday light nut. We have one of those houses where people slow down when they come in the neighborhood, you know, to take it all in. So,
yeah.
I am very familiar with whole lighting issues. And, you know, I have lots of tips. In fact, a 6-point safety checklist for folks who like to put up a lot of lights for the holidays.
All right. Well, let's count them off then.
Okay, we are going to do that. So number one, before you hang them, inspect them and throw away any damaged light strings. You know, frayed or cracked electrical cords or broken sockets are really serious fire hazards, so you don't want to mess around with them. Number two, and this can be a challenge for people who love lights, but you really should limit your connections of multiple strings to 3, because otherwise you can get into a situation where you might be shorting them out. And you really want to check the manufacturer's instructions before you hang them on that, how many you should put together on one string. Number three, replace burned out bulbs because those empty sockets can cause an entire string to overheat, creating another opportunity for a fire hazard. Number four, don't attach light strings to your house or anything else with nails or staples. And that's because they can cut through the wire insulation, create a fire hazard for you. You want to use only UL-approved hangers. My husband has these little plastic clippy things, and he nails them into the house, puts them into the house, and then the light wires thread through those little clippy things. So that's how he keeps it safe at our house.
Okay, so they're surrounded by plastic. That's actually a pretty good idea.
Exactly. So number five, make sure outdoor lighting is weather resistant. If you're going to use it outdoors, make sure it's made for the outdoors. Look for that UL rating for exterior use. And the same thing goes for any extension cords you're going to use outside to connect your lights. You got to make sure they're meant for the outside, or if it rains, you have other problems, you're going to have a lot of potential trouble on your hand. Now, number six is the flip side. Don't use outdoor lights indoors because they're too hot for interior use, and you set up another fire hazard situation. Now, for the coolest bulbs and the greatest energy efficiency, try LED lights, which come in a wide range of styles and colors. And, of course, there's more holiday lighting tips at HouseLogic.com.
All right. Speaking of lighting, nice year-round outdoor lighting can really enhance your home, whether you're welcoming holiday guests or trying to impress prospective buyers. So let's say you just want to add some nice feature-enhancing lighting to your home. What can you do?
You know, in this case, you just want to copy Mother Nature and go for what's called a moonlight effect. That's how professional lighting designers refer to the kind of outdoor lighting that's very subtle, kind of like, the amount of light of a full moon, but it's still strong enough to make beautiful shadows and highlights.
Yeah, I see that kind of lighting sometimes, especially in houses in the higher-end neighborhoods, and it can really be beautiful. So what other kind of lighting tricks can people use besides, just kind of keeping the wattage and the power bill down?
Well, highlight your trees. Some folks have beautiful trees in their yard. It has beautiful bark. Even if you just have, your run-of-the-mill average tree bark, it's still really nice to illuminate your trees, especially if you illuminate them from below. Or you can mount lights in the trees. So that's one thing. Another thing is this idea of, lighting from below. It's called uplighting. And when you use uplighting, it can be very dramatic because our eye expects light to shine down. So when you shine light up, particularly if you're highlighting something like, a beautiful tree or an architectural accent on your home, it can be very, very effective. You just want to use it in moderation. Another thing to think about is using a timer for whatever lighting you put outside so you're not running it, overnight and you don't have to remember to turn it on, turn it off. You just set it. Most people set it to go on about when the sun sets. Then you maybe set it to go off around midnight or so and have it shut everything down except, of course, your security lighting. Another good idea for lighting is to put a focus on your front door. That's really sort of the center stage of your house, how people come in. It says welcome. So you can mount a nice little spotlight ground level and have it shine up at your front door is a nice thing to do.
Yeah, you mentioned security lighting. Really, you know, any and all lighting around the house can help keep you safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. For example, especially motion detecting security lighting is a great idea, particularly places like near your garage. You know, you pull into your driveway at night and, you know, it's kind of dark. So with a motion detector light, you pop out of your car and it's going to light up the whole area for you. Mm-hmm. And it can also deter intruders and, you know, help you avoid slips and falls while you're walking on the driveway or in the garage. And you can use motion detecting switches for your landscape lighting too to illuminate sort of the shadowy areas around your house. And even that moonlighting effect we were talking about before, even it has a security function, because soft overall landscape lighting, it eliminates dark areas that might hide an intruder. You know, it's going to expose any kind of movement around your property. And this is kind of counterintuitive. Those really overly bright lights, they actually have a negative effect because they create those pockets of deep shadow where somebody could hide. You might never see them. So.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. So let me get down to brass tacks here, or the cost of brass tacks. How much does all this lighting cost?
I knew you were going to ask me that. So
yeah,
depending on the size of your house and the complexity of the lighting scheme you come up with is, you know, going to determine your cost. Now, contractor installed outdoor lighting for, say, an average two-story, 2,200-square-foot house might add up something like this. So let's run through the list. So say you have seven fixtures to cover about 100 feet of LED pathway lighting, because, you know, it's a good idea to have pathway lighting. That'll run you about $2,200, a little over $2,200, almost $2,300. So then let's say you use LEDs and you're going to require a transformer for that. So that's going to be about $400 installed. Let's add four LED uplights. We talked about uplighting to dramatize the front of your house. That'll cost you about $1,300. Let's add two LED area lights for plantings. Let's highlight some of your beds. That'll run you about $650. And then we talked about motion detecting security lights. So let's throw in a couple of those. That'll be about $300. So all in, you're talking about a little under $5,000.
Absolutely. You can go to houselogic.com, find out more about this and really anything that has to do with your home. Pamela, thank you. Always good talking to you.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.